So everyone knows my dog, Sully, the Wonder Dog. Of course, I talk about him all the time, and I've mentioned several times that during thunderstorms, he absolutely frets. He runs around the place and whines and carries on and barks. He really doesn't like them. Joining us to have a chat about how we might be able to make Sully's life a little bit easier and your dog's a bit easier life when there's big loud noises around the Christmas and New Year period, not to mention the storms, from University of New South Wales, Dr. Joy Tripovich. Joy, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Andrew. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, Sully is a 6-year-old border collie, and he frets like nothing else when there's a thunderstorm. What can I do?
Well, there are a number of things we can do for our pet dogs. I would say the first thing is, if we can get in early enough, is to help desensitize our dogs when they're young. So for pups, that would be, you know, up to 16 weeks of their life is when their important socialization period is. So if we can get in there early and help play these sounds out to our dogs, then they understand that it's not such a fearful response that needs to be had. But if we miss that critical point, then there are a number of things we can still do to help our pets.
So one of them is to make sure that he can't flee. So he's stuck in his backyard. Mm-hmm. He definitely can't get out. In fact, he runs laps around it whenever there's a storm on.
Yes, so I think that's important to make sure the gates are shut and the dogs can't flee, ensuring that your dog has a collar with an up-to-date mobile number on there, as well as updating your microchip details with your local vet and council,
yep,
just in case our dogs do flee and if someone finds them, they can then help to trace you back to your pet.
Would it be a good idea, because we have had occasions at other houses that we've been at where we've put him in a garage, which is actually a reasonably small enclosed space, and we don't hear him fretting, whining or barking when the storm is on. It almost feels like if he's in a small area, he actually feels kind of comforted. Is that what might be happening?
Yes, I would definitely agree with that. I think providing a safe space for your pet, whether that's indoors, if they're an indoor dog in a room, or if they're crate trained in the crate, or if they're outside, yes, like you said, a garage, somewhere that's dark, or perhaps you might want to play some music that, you know, muffles that sound from the outside, and somewhere that's dark that maybe occludes the light that's happening.
One of the suggestions here is to try and tire him out. He's a border collie. That's actually not possible, but maybe for other dogs.
Perhaps so. For my dog, who likes to sleep for most of the day, she's an older staffie, she would love to go for a walk, and that would tire her out for the rest of the day.
Do we sort of perpetuate the problem if we're a little bit anxious ourselves during the storm?
I would think so. I think our pets tend to cue in on our behaviour. So remaining calm during a storm is important for our pets. But I think the important thing here to note is that it's virtually impossible to positively reward fear. I think fear in our dogs is such a primal emotion.
Yeah.
So we need to make sure that we're present with our dog and comforting our dog and taking steps to ensure that they feel safe. And even to try and obviously get them from that fearful state to either a neutral or a content state during storms and loud noises.
Of course, there is a difference between a storm and maybe fireworks that's going off. That's, I don't know whether it's a different sound for the dogs, but it certainly seems to be whenever there are fireworks, somebody's reporting about a dog that's got out. So the effect does seem to be a little bit different on them.
They seem to be different, but I think fireworks tend to be the most reported noise disturbance to dogs.
Yeah.
It's got the light, it's very explosive sounds. They are similar in a lot of ways, but perhaps the length of time that a fireworks exposure may be on may be longer. It just depends on the situation, I guess.
I guess it does. And ultimately, should we go and have a word to our vet if we're really worried about it?
I think that's a great idea, particularly if your dog is showing long-term stress or really strong reactions to storms or fireworks. Because there's a number of things that vets can help you with, perhaps recommending some natural pheromones, or there are things called thunder jackets that can be put on your dog that provide a constant pressure to your dog, or in the, you know, extreme situation, we could offer anti-anxiety medication as well.
Yeah, I don't know about the dog, but I want to wear something called a thunder jacket. That sounds awesome.
Cool, doesn't it?
It really does. All right, well, there's plenty there for us to be able to look after Sully the Wonder Dog the next time the storms roll down, or perhaps even the fireworks sometime around the Upper Hunter very soon. Dr. Joy Tripovich, thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Andrew, for having me.